Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. I say this all the time. Hopefully some of you are catching on doing, actually doing something about it. That would be really cool. Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me. And again, you got to be paying attention to what's going on around you. We have to. Jen Psaki is gone today. That's it. Last day in the White House. Now, some of you are sitting there, and you're thinking, "Thank God, no more lying, no more trouble, no more problems." Oh God, you don't even know. Seriously. And again, they're not going to stop lying. They're not going to stop doing what they do. You know what today is? Anybody have a clue? It's Friday the 13th. And some of you don't even have a clue to where it came from, right? Seriously. Do you remember the original movie? Did it scare the crud out of you? The one I love the most. Anyway, do you remember the original movie? It was one of the first horror movies that most people agreed. Next to Carrie. That just scared the crud out of them. Seriously. Right? And nobody really knows. I mean, there's a lot of people. Don't even know why they're afraid. They have no ideas of what scares them about all this. Which I always thought was, you know, kind of interesting. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You know, 5563. Always want you engaged, involved, informed. Got to be informed. That's really the best way to do it. All right. Let me give you some insight. I think we're a little... A little ambiance music, don't you think? I mean, is that the way to go? We want you to listen, to pay attention. Anyway, so Friday the 13th has a lot of meanings to it. But and again, we don't know if any of these are true. I don't know why they scare you so much. That's the other thing that I find really interesting. Long considered the harbinger of bad luck, Friday the 13th. Well, it's kind of inspired all kinds of crazy movies. Big time crazy movies, don't you think? Now, what is it? 19th century secret society, an early 20th century novel, a horror film. I mean, Friday the 13th, the franchise, the movie? God, made like $1 billion. And you think about the things that people are afraid of doing. Listen, if you're one of these people, I'm not making fun of you. Not really. I'm just trying to understand. Really, seriously. So just like walking under a ladder, crossing paths with a black cat, breaking a mirror, many people hold fast to the belief that Friday the 13th brings bad luck. We don't know why, though. I don't think anybody really knows why at this point. Now, Western cultures historically have associated the number 12 with completeness, right? There are 12 days of Christmas, 12 months of zodiac signs, 12 months of the year, 12 labors of Hercules, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 tribes of Israel. That's just to name a few, right? Number 13, though, over the years, I know, you didn't think you would call for a history lesson, right? But over the years of number 13, it has been considered unlucky. Don't know why. Right? Historically, it's bad luck. So the ancient code of Hammurabi, for example, it reported, it omitted a 13th law from its list of legal rules. Now, somebody thinks it was just a clerical error. Others think it was suspicious or suspicion. Right? And fear of number... Now, somebody's going to try to make me say this, right? Fear of the number 13 even earned a psychological term. Ready? Do my best. Triskaidekaphobia. All right. I get a few points for that, right? So, why is it so unlucky? Now, according to biblical tradition, 13 guests attended the Last Supper. Right? Held on Maundy Thursday, including Jesus and his 12 apostles, one of whom Judas betrayed him, right? Next day, of course, was Good Friday, the day of Jesus' crucifixion. The seating arrangement at the Last Supper is believed to have given rise to a long-standing Christian superstition. Does anybody know any Christian superstitions? I've never heard that term, those terms put together. Having 13 guests at the table was a bad omen, specifically that it was courting death. Never heard that. Never heard that at church. Anybody ever hear that at church? Though Friday's negative association are weaker, some have suggested they also root in Christian tradition. Just as Jesus was crucified on a Friday, Friday was also said to be the day Eve gave Adam the fateful apple. Really? God had a calendar? Don't you love how these things pop up? No, really, seriously. There was a thing called a 13 Club in the late 19th century. A New Yorker named Captain William Fowler sought to remove the enduring stigma surrounding the number 13, particularly unwritten rule about not having 13 guests at a dinner table. He founded an exclusive club called the 13 Club. Let's talk a little bit about that. I want to have some fun with this. Some of you are wigging out because today's Friday the 13th. You don't have to. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel he was on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, be part of the solution. That's really what we want. We were talking about Friday the 13th. God bless. You know, I love this. We were talking about Friday the 13th because, hey, look, what is today? Everybody gets nervous and crazy, doesn't know what to do. I find it all just hilarious. You know, and again, it's superstition. I get it. I get people who are superstitious. I'm not. I'm not one of those guys. I would walk on the ladders. I would smash a mirror. I would step on a crack. I'm sure I wouldn't break my mom's back. But that's not, I mean, that's maybe some of you aren't. And I get it. Whatever. Whatever works for you. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. But where did it come from? Where did we get this? I'm going to call it an unnatural fear. I can't think of any way it's natural in any way. How do you do that? So if you missed the first and you're interested in this at all, if you missed the first segment, you got to go back and get it just for giggles. Then it was a 13 club started. I mean, I don't know who would do this just for giggles. I mean, again. But in the late 19th century, a New Yorker named Captain William Fowler, he was trying to get rid of this. He was trying to get away from it and get people to understand there's nothing real about this. The group dined regularly on the 13th day of the month in a room 13th of the Knickerbocker Cottage, a popular watering hole Fowler owned from 1863 to 1883. Before sitting down for a 13-course dinner, members would pass beneath the ladder, a banner reading, whatever, Latin for those of us who are about to die salute you. Four former U.S. presidents, Grover Cleveland, Chester Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, and Theodore Roosevelt would join the 13th Club ranks at one time or another. Now, Friday the 13th, today, in pop culture, if you would, it's more of a legend than anything else, right? It occurred in 1907 with the publication of the novel Friday the 13th, written by Thomas William Lawson. Now, the book told the story of a New York stockbroker who plays on the superstitions about the date to create chaos on Wall Street. Try to kill the market. Now, the horror movie Friday the 13th, released in 1980, you know, that was, I'm telling you, people were talking about that like crazy. And they really didn't understand, you know, again, it's a movie. It's just Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, I was yelling at her from the seat, saying, what are you, stupid? Why do you keep going back in the house? The horror movie, Friday the 13th, was released in 1980. It introduced the world to a hockey mask-wearing killer named Jason. And it's all about the superstition. All bunch of sequels. So do you even know some of the bad stuff that happened on Friday? Anybody get an idea? On Friday, October 13, 1307, officers of King Philip's IV of France arrested hundreds of Knights Templar, powerful religious and military order, imprisoned on charges of various illegal behaviors, but really because the king wanted access to their financial resources. Many Templars were later executed. Some cite the link with the Templars as their origin for Friday the 13th superstition. But, hey, the truth remains murky. In more recent times, a number of traumatic events have occurred on Friday the 13th, including the German bombing of Buckingham Palace, September 1940, the murder of King of Kitty Genovese in Queens, New York, in March 64, a cyclone that killed more than 300,000 people in Bangladesh back in 1970, disappearance of an Air Force plane in the Andes, the death of rapper Tupac Shakur. Now, I didn't know that one. Not that I needed to know it. I mean, just so many of them. So again, I mean, but why are you so afraid of this? You know, move on with your lives. And forget the rest of it. All right, anyhow. This administration, it's just so unaware of life. Unaware of what's going on around them. This is ridiculous. You're hearing now Putin's hinting that, or actually a Russian lawmaker let it leak out, but Putin is hinting at the fact that, you know, Poland might be next in line for denazification, after he puts it. And many people said, including myself, he's not going to stop there. He's not going to stop at Ukraine. See, the U.S. isn't engaging. China doesn't care. But the EU may not have the ability to protect itself in and of itself. And Joey Biden, you know, thinks this is a stratego game or strategy game on a board somewhere, game board somewhere. Now, Russian lawmakers warning Friday that recent comments from Poland's leader are encouraging Moscow to put it in its place. Look, they have become the bullies that we were never supposed to allow them to become again. NATO, Trump was right about this. NATO was put together to protect Europe from the Russians. And yet, they didn't fund themselves. They didn't make themselves strong. We did. It was not what it was supposed to be. They're supposed to protect themselves, step up for themselves. Now, he made the remark, I want you to think about this. Listen to the words. He said that Poland's leaders are encouraging Moscow to put it in first place in the queue for denazification. Do you know what a queue is? No, I'm not talking about queue, that whatever. No. Putting it in the queue means he's lining it up for the next one to be in line. What's behind Poland? Although they're not doing very well in Ukraine. They're threatening nuclear war. Right? That the West is pushing them further and further towards. How the West is pushing them when they're the ones that have initiated all this, I don't know. Let's start off there. Number two, when it comes to that, right? You got our illustrious fake president, Biden. Yeah, that's right, you heard me, fake president. He canceled the Alaska, the Alaska leases. And not just Alaska, they're gas and oil leases, which means we're going to be producing even less oil. But, hey, it's Trump's fault. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge still hasn't decided if it's legal for the Biden administration to end COVID-19 related restrictions at the southern border. Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and explains why federal border assistance has been misguided.
We feel like this administration has not given us the enforcement tools. They've given us the processing tools, but they haven't given us the enforcement tools to stop this crisis that currently goes on. In fact, when we process people through quicker, that just means more people are going to continue to come. That is inviting people to come here.
The White House is pushing Congress harder to authorize billions of dollars in additional COVID funding. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki warning that some COVID programs may have to be shut down abruptly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going
to
hell.
We are back. So this is your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. We're really, really having a ball with this. I am, anyway. Well, look, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com is where Mike Lindell has made it, I don't say easy. It is pretty easy. To go and help out guys like me on the air. The what do you want to call them? The social justice garbage sites. I can never really figure out how to say this. They've done everything they can to keep us from being able to make money online. So Mike has opened up MyPillow.com so that we, you, me, whoever, online, I mean the commentators, can bring in some revenue, help him out, sell product that's made here in America by Americans. It's the best way to do it, and everybody wins. So if you go to MyPillow.com, right? He's got more than pillows. And he's got, again, not during the show, but you go over there. There are 2-for-1 sales. There's buy one, get one free. There's, you know, 50 to 60% off some of the products. But you only get all that if you use promo code Joe. So at least go check it out. If you're in need of a pillow, pillowcase, blanket, slippers, why not go there? Why not buy from, you know, MyPillow.com? And then that way there, ultimately, your money stays in America, your product's made here in America, you don't have to wait for it to come off the ship from China. How you should say it? China, right? I mean, seriously. But you got to use promo code Joe. That's really, I can't make it any easier, J-O-E, promo code Joe on the way out to stay on. All right, we were talking about the how gas is still spiking, gas is still rising. Now, Nancy Pelosi is going to try to pass a bill that says, you know, no more price gouging. Where's the price gouging? They can't prove it. They're looking at it going, there's no way it can be this high. Well, really? How much are the gas stations allowed to make per gallon? Is that what she's going to decide? Do we really want the government doing that? Let the gas stations decide what they want to charge for gas. And let the public, people like myself, decide what gas station to go to. Don't you think that would be really cool? So the Biden administration canceled one of the most high-profile oil and gas lease opportunities pending before the Interior Department. Now that decision halts the potential to drill for oil in over 1 million acres in Cook Inlet in Alaska. Now, while we have more and more issues here, when it comes to the price of gas. Now, here's the deal. We all know this is true. They need the price of gas to stay up, to skyrocket and stay up. Why? Well, you can't sell electric cars when it's cheaper to run gas. Now, can you? Come on, let that sink in for a minute. What's it cost you to charge the car? How long does it take you to get to where you're going? How long will the charge last? Really, break it down to what it costs you per mile. And you've got to take that money. You've got to take gas and run it up so high that all you'd almost be stupid not to go to an electric car. The statement shared with CBS First, CBS News, the Department of the Interior, cited a lack of industry interior interest in leasing in the area. Not true. It's not true. We've seen those guys on TV. We've seen them show up. It's the restrictions they put on them. The restrictions, well, I mean, it's going to sound weird, but the restrictions are so restrictive. Makes it almost impossible to drill the oil. It probably costs more money than buying it from overseas. The department also halted two leases under consideration. Oh, for the Gulf of Mexico. Because of conflicting court rulings that impact work on these proposed lease sales. So the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management previously canceled lease sales in Cook Inlet three times. 07, 08, 11. Gee, who? Yeah. Also citing a lack of industry interest at the time as well. That's not, when they put all these restrictions on these people, on these companies, and I'm not talking about the normal ones that would keep it safe, make sure they take the guidelines or they take precautions in not having leaks. And if they do have leaks, they have an emergency plan to clean it up. That's all fine. Well, even Republicans are good with that. Go figure. But Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican, she released a statement on Friday. She rejected the administration's contention that there was not much interest in the industry for the leases. Citing a lack of industry interest is nothing more than fantasy from the administration, she said. Now, Murkowski tends to be a moderate. She tends to be on their side a lot when it comes to this kind of thing. We can never really depend on her to be a hardcore Republican or a hardcore conservative. She said it was nothing more than fantasy from this administration. It shuns U.S. energy production in every way. It really does. It doesn't want us producing coal, natural gas, or oil. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Right? Cook Inlet is the sole source of natural gas that more than 400,000 people in South Central Alaska depend on. And significant military bases that are critical to our national security depend on it as well. You know, I got word today. I don't know how true it is. I'm going to check it out. Many of our ships are being mothballed. Yeah, because they're a little older and they're too pollutive. I mean, this administration is brain dead. You know what's going to happen? You know, every one of these Democrats that come in, they start decimating the military. And you're going to need a Republican to come in and clean it up again. Really that simple. Right? To make our military strong again, which makes us strong. You think Russia would be doing what it was doing if it saw that our military was strong and ready and growing? Not in your life. She said, she went on to say that I can say with full certainty, based on conversations as recently as last night, that Alaska's industry does have interest in lease sales in Cook Inlet. To claim otherwise is simply a lie. It's simply false. Not to mention, extremely short-sighted. The Biden administration needs to recognize how this decision is going to hurt Alaskans. They don't need to recognize anything. They don't care. Do you understand that? They don't. Why is it so hard to understand that they just simply don't care? Federal law requires the Department of Interior to stick to a 5-year leasing plan for auctioning offshore leases. The administration had until the end of the current 5-year plan, set to expire at the end of next month, to complete these lease sales. They could have made this happen if they wanted to. Until now, the White House had remained silent about the massive Alaska lease. However, canceling the sale would be in keeping the political promises that President Joe Biden made. He was going to halt global warming by drilling and our drilling of oil and natural gas and all that, because it's all going to fix it. All of it. They don't want to get hit by the Republicans in light of the high gas prices, one environmental advocate told CBS News. Speaking on the condition that he not be named because of the sensitivity of the topic, they're getting killed on a tax based on inflation, the most visible sign of inflation, the high gas prices. So, let's not produce any more gas. I'm sure that'll drive the price down, don't you? The delicate political situation was evident at the top of the environmental official showed her hand, another one, in an email that copied the CBS News reporter. Right? White House National Climate Advisor wrote that the Cook Inlet sale was canceled. It will not proceed. Why? Almost immediately, a White House official jumped in and declared that McCarthy got ahead of herself. They're always cleaning up their own messes, aren't they? Right? Their own political messes. Why don't they just tell the truth? Why don't they just sit back and look at this stuff for real? I'm telling you, they don't care about you and us. They don't care about the U.S. They want to be a global... they want this global world order, which is really funny, because they're going to end up massacring each other because they all want the power in this global world order. Any way you cut it, you don't have to believe me. It's the truth. And if they're going to put out these leases, they're going to ask these people to do certain things, it's got to make them money. They have to have money to buy equipment or to rebuy equipment, to replace equipment, to put up with the losses that they get. The president has spoken several times about the need for additional supplies in the market, but his administration, they're doing the exact opposite. They're not doing anything to raise that up. You know, it's lunacy. It's not even simple craziness. It is flat out now lunacy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said they are dumping mega migrants in D.C. I love it. Talk more about that in the way on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And look, you know, with all the stuff that's going on out there, women with the milk and the no milk, and, you know, are you a woman, are you not a woman, can men lactate, can they not lactate? It's like, are you guys are making me sick. I mean, really sick. I was talking about this the other night, and Andrea Kay sends me, she said, we women, we stepped up during World War II, we gave America Rosie the Riveter. Remember Rosie the Riveter, or some of you too young for that? She said, I guess now we need Larry the Lactator. That was pretty good. I thought it was pretty funny myself. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says, hey, they sent over 900 migrants to D.C. as this border crisis continues. They filled 35 buses. Keep going. Keep dumping them in D.C. They want them. They're okay with them. They keep telling us, look it, I would drop those in every major city where the Democrats in that city call people like me and you racist and bigoted and homophobes and all that because we won't take them in. We won't allow them into the country. So let's just drop them in those cities. Because even if the people don't agree with it to live in those cities, at least you'll be able to say, well, look, you can vote them out. Vote out the yo-hos that are saying that it's okay to bring them in, and you'll be fine, right? The busing of migrants to the nation's capital is part of an Operation Lone Star, a joint effort between the National Guard and the Texas agencies to clamp down on the flow of migrants. Since launching in April, there's been almost 1,000 migrants have been transported to Washington in 35-plus buses. Right? And Florida, they're working on the same program. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps by Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. See, I'm telling you, he should get that. Every state that is suffering by an influx of these, of the migrants, I'm sorry, of the illegal aliens, right? They need to be pitching in money to secure those borders. They really do. I think it's the right way to go. Abbott went on to say that every individual who was apprehended or arrested, every ounce of drugs seized, would have otherwise made their way into the communities across Texas. So it's important to us to protect our own. Abbott is a Republican. Now, he decided to create the busing operation following the news that Biden was going to end Title 42. I mean, without any real looking at the numbers or even care, they don't care. They just don't care. You know, anything that was Trump era, gone. Has to be gone. Can't leave one speck of evidence that he was even here. Right? In response, Abbott ordered the State Division of Emergency Management to charter buses to take those in Texas communities to D.C. Since the Operation Star began, more than 250,000 migrants have been apprehended, along with 15,000 criminal arrests, more than 4,800 weapons, and over 38 million in currency. Now, think about this. You've got Lori Lightfoot screaming, we're going to do away with guns. We've got to get guns gone. We've got to do away with guns. It's the only way we're going to make the streets safer. But we can open up the border, and we can get almost 5,000 weapons to come up and in. And nobody would have anything to protect themselves with. Nobody. They don't care. That's what I keep saying. They do not care. Get it through your head. In March alone, the U.S.-Mexican border saw 221,000 migrants. That number is expected to increase. Look, we had tens of thousands coming across when Trump was president. Barely. Now that Biden's in, 200,000 number is not a big deal. Right? The Biden administration has plenty for our worst-case scenario, seeing up to 18,000 migrants at the border daily. Really? That's the best you can say and or do? And notice it's only Republicans or Republican states that are stepping up to sue and block the federal government from doing this. I mean, they should be suing them to follow the law, to enforce the law. Don't you think? Or no, maybe not. God, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Yeah, I should have finished that earlier. I didn't. Yeah, I got time to do it now. We were talking in an earlier segment about Russia and Russian leaders kind of leaking out. Now, I don't know how true it's going to be. You all know that. That Poland is next. They don't like the rhetoric of the Polish electeds. And because of that, they're putting Poland in the queue, in first place, after they finished denazifying the Ukraine and recommunizing it. Come on. That's exactly what they're doing. You know it as well as I do. Right? Now, Russia State Duma Deputy Oleg Morozov, using language Russia has sought to justify its bloody invasion of Ukraine, made a remark on his telegram page, even though they had a page. by its statements about Russia as a cancer tumor and about the indemnity or the indemnity that we must pay to Ukraine, Poland encouraged us to put in first place in the queue and denazify after Ukraine. Now, on Tuesday, Polish Prime Minister Morawiecki, he wrote a column for the Telegraph criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin and the propaganda he is spreading about the war in Ukraine. By the way, it's not called a war. It's a special operation. Don't you know that? I don't know why you keep calling it a war. They call it a special operation. Putin's Ruski Mir ideology is equivalent to 20th century communism and Nazism. It is an ideology through which Russia justifies, you know, invented rights, privileges for its country. Now, in the name of this ideology, Mariupol and dozens of Ukrainian cities were razed as they sent Russian soldiers to war. Convinced them of their superiority. Encouraged them to commit inhuman war crimes, really. They're finding that the murder, rape, torture of innocent civilians. This is not like these civilians are coming at them in the streets and they're shooting them down there. We can't be under any illusions. This is not insanity, but a deliberate strategy has already opened the gates to genocide. Now, you're seeing it, you're reading about it, you're hearing it, you're seeing pictures of it. Now, I've always received emails from people telling me, you know, why am I buying into it? This is all propaganda. The Ukrainians are the ones committing genocide, or were. Okay, so the best thing to do is not bring it in front of the national, international tribunal, not bring it to NATO, not bring it to wherever they need to, United Nations, wherever they need to bring it. Did Russia do that? Did Russia push to have it investigated to see what was going to happen? No, they didn't. Because they knew they were wrong, and they knew they couldn't support it. In recent comments published by Pravda, by the way, that's home of the Russians, Polish president said that we deeply believe that the international community will force Russia to pay an indemnity simply to restore what was destroyed in Ukraine. I hope so. I hope so. The damage that they've done to that country, the damage they've done to that city, to innocent people. I don't even know if it's measurable. How do you like that? Not a clue. And, you know, God only knows what they've knocked out. God only knows what they can't use anymore, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've been talking to some younger groups, kids, whatever you want to call them, about how to get involved. How to get involved in politics. And not politics as a whole, but how do we make sure we have the right people in office? And just a couple. It's not like I'm, you know, they're surrounding my car asking me that question. But just a matter of fact that some of them are actually thinking in that direction, thinking of those kind of things. We need to encourage them. We need to help them. You need to help the kids around you. I've been telling you that for a long time. Poke the kids around you. Ask them questions, you know, poke around with questions. Find out where they're at. And help them figure out what the truth is. Don't you think that would be the right thing? I'm just saying. Take a little guess here. But the way to do it is, you know, the ones that trust you, the ones that believe in you, seriously, get with them. Get them to understand what it is, you know, what it is their duty is and how they can make it happen. And even if they lose that particular one, it doesn't mean they've lost for good. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Joe Messina's show. Sonia Smith will join me in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.